Testimony at the trial of Governor Andrew Cuomo's former top aide, Joe Prococo, has highlighted some practices inside the governor's office that government reform groups say is at the very least questionable and possibly even illegal. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Prococo, often described as Cuomo's right-hand man and a brother, is accused of engaging in two separate bribery schemes with companies doing business with the state. During testimony from current and former aides to Cuomo, it was revealed that while Prococo was off the state payroll and managing Cuomo's 2014 re-election campaign, he was also frequently using his old offices adjacent to the governor's offices in Albany and New York City. Prococo kept his state-issued security swipe card and, according to FBI agents, made 837 calls from the state offices on 68 separate days. The New York Times and Newsday report that Governor Cuomo was also in those offices when Prococo was there on at least 12 of those days. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says if the state offices were used to run the governor's political campaign, then that would be a violation of the state public officers law.
There's strong evidence that that's the case. Of course, we don't know for sure. Prococo, his relationship with the governor is largely to be next to him virtually at every event, every public event, and he was running the campaign. But there's a lot of evidence that's been compiled in the court case that he was not only in the office sort of trailing the governor, but that he was working out of his old office and making it look, appears to be phone calls as well, at more or less the same time that the governor was there. You're not supposed to run political campaigns out of the governor's office.
Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause says there are no records of what Cuomo and Prococo talked about when they were both at the office, or even if they talked at all. But she says it's certainly an appearance of a conflict of interest when the campaign manager frequents a state office when he is not a government employee.
What we do know is that it is a clear violation of state law to use any government assets, including phones, computers, copiers, printers, an office space for campaign purposes, period.
The state entity that has the authority to investigate any alleged breaches of the state public officers law is the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE. JCOPE spokesman Walter McClure says he can't comment on anything that is or could be an investigatory matter. Some of the testimony has shed light on how campaign donors interact with the governor and how it can look like a potential conflict of interest. The prosecution's chief witness, Todd Howe, is a former Cuomo family associate and lobbyist. He pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, including bribery and embezzlement. Howe, under questioning by prosecutors, recounted how the power plant company Competitive Power Ventures donated $25,000 to Cuomo's campaign and how the head of the company, Braith Kelly, arranged for a special fundraiser in Connecticut with wealthy donors. He also gave Cuomo the use of his private jet for a day during the governor's 2010 election campaign. Kelly is a co-defendant in the Prococo bribery trial. The judge in the case, Valerie Caproni, felt compelled to instruct the jury that under state law, the campaign contributions are all legal. Lerner, with Common Cause, says that's exactly the issue.
What you have in Albany is the legal and illegal conduct that people find objectionable, and it's the private money influence machine.
Horner with NYPERG says the testimony illustrates the need to clean up New York's campaign finance laws.
Some of the greatest scandal of Albany is what's legal.
Cuomo has proposed some reforms, but good government advocates say he hasn't pushed hard enough. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.